Welcome to Albuquerque Theatre Guild's podcast. My name is Mike Miller, and I'm your host. Today, we're talking with John Goff, the author of the play The Wait, that opens at the Adobe Theatre tonight, and perhaps the director, Pete Bargan, will join us. So, good morning. Welcome, guys. Thank you
for
being
here.
I'm very well. The question is, how are you?
Well, I'm adjusting here, but very well, very good.
So your play opens tonight. Is this a premiere or is
yes, that's a world premiere.
World premiere, right here in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. We are so lucky in that we get to see that an awful lot here. So our audiences would like then to know a little bit about you and about the play, and hopefully we can convince one or two of them or a houseful to come buy some tickets.
Well, so, the play I took from, well, actually I began it as a short story years ago. I was born and reared on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. And I was back there for a visit once and sitting on that beach and looking out and just writing, scribbling. And I wrote the first line of what became the novel. In the late August dusk, thunder grumbled from the belly of the Gulf of Mexico. And something just took over from there. Anyway, it's been through a short story. I brought it to my agent. She said, this has got to be a book. And I said, I don't have time to a book. I've got three kids and a wife, and I need to make money. So the 6 months or more that it would take to write a book just is out of the question. So anyway, through the years, I did do a book from it. I also did a screenplay and the play.
And so the play is what we're seeing tonight. Do you have any plans to do the screenplay version?
My agent's still trying to get it out there, and I put it out to anybody that'll read it. Anybody that might have a few dollars to invest and make it.
Been there.
If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. It's a rough road.
Yep.
It's a rough road.
Yep, it certainly is.
Getting an original done, and there's some action to it because in the play it takes place during a storm, and in the book and the screenplay I go out on the water with the boy and go through everything on the boat, under the water, in the water, outside of the water.
Let's back up a notch or two here. Why don't you give us the plot of the story so that we can identify some of the side stuff we're
okay,
talking
it's,
about.
It's a family drama, comedy, got some comedy to it, but basically this one family has lost a child to the water before, and it affected them all in different ways and very deeply. And the remaining son, who is now grown, is caught on the water in a storm. And the mother just hates the water. The father has embraced it, and because they're shrimpers. Mm-hmm. This is where their life comes from, his livelihood. And it is his life. He couldn't live anywhere else. She recognizes this, but they go to the local seafood place there, who's a combination restaurant, seafood seller and buyer and seller. And they wait, the wait being that time that person is out on the water, and they wait to see whether he comes back or not. And through this night of storm, and the Gulf knows what she's doing, mm-hmm. the elements out there, becomes an entity into the story and to the people. And their feelings, their emotions toward the water, toward the Gulf, God, toward one another, and toward the past all come together in this one night. And this is what we see on stage.
Okay, all right. So we've got the young man out of on the water. Do we see him on stage? Do we see this part of the process?
Yeah, we see him before he goes out. It's in the setup.
Okay.
And the ghost of the past comes later. It's something that the father can't even take hearing about.
Ah.
And the mother, Lila, is largely the center post of the story.
Mm-hmm.
How it affects her and her strength, how she has the strength that people draw from her. And her emotions come to a peak.
Right. Now I'm going to drag you into it, Pete. Okay. You've got some wonderful actors telling this story.
Sure do, yeah. Very fortunate to get some of the best actors in Albuquerque for this play.
Right. Phil and Phil Shortell is playing Shortell. The father.
Laurie Oliver is playing Lila.
Okay.
Mike Wepler is playing the boy, Little Git.
Uh-huh.
Janine Laufenmacher is playing Annie. And Vern Poitras is playing Cassie, the owner of the restaurant.
Ha. Huh. Okay. So let me come at it from a little different direction now. John, what is your background as a writer, as an actor? How did you get to this story?
Well, I as far back as I can remember, I wanted to be an actor. And the movies had a hold on me. I can remember films from when I was 4 and 5 years old going into this theater, and it was just... Mm-hmm. Anyway, I wanted to be an actor. On the Gulf Coast in the 1950s, there weren't many opportunities. Anyway, I worked at the shipyard as a pipe welder and went to college back there. And through a local theater, I won a scholarship to Mississippi Southern College, which is now Southern Mississippi University, for a summer theater. And through that summer, I met other actors, one of whom joined the Bishop's Company, which was a repertory company out of Santa Barbara, California at the time, and she recommended me, so I went out on the road at the age of 21, turned pro, and toured all over the country. I was on the road for 2 years with the repertory company, and then went back to college in Santa Barbara, and then came to Los Angeles, to the Mecca at that time, in the early 60s, and did some, and made my TV, got my SAG card on the Big Valley in 1965, and then went into writing. So I'd always been writing. Wrote for the Hollywood Reporter and Daily Variety for 3 years, and then became an actor again when I wanted to do more creative work. And I filmed one movie, The Devil and Leroy Bassett, here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, in 1972. And I had just left the trade papers, and a friend of mine was doing the movie and offered me the role. Actually, he had offered it to Bruce Dern, who was at that time trying to come out of the Crazy Psychos.
Right.
Which is what Leroy Bassett was. So he turned it down, and Bob Pearson came to me. And we filmed that over here. And since then, I began writing screenplays and did such greats as the Drive-In Massacre, which has become a cult film now, and anything to pay the rent. And I got a breakthrough when my current writing partner, Matt Zimber, took me on to do the adaptation and work with him on the screenplay of Butterfly, which starred Orson Welles, Stacy Keach, Pia Zadora, Stuart Whitman, James Francis. It had a great cast. And that broke me into a different area. And I worked over in Europe as a screenwriter, again with Simber doing the adaptation of a Mario Puzo story, which starred Rex Harrison, Ralph Malone, Rod Taylor, and Edward Albert.
And it was well before The Godfather.
No, this was after The Godfather. At that time, Puzo had stories. He said, I might as well cash in. And he sold this one for $1 million. I didn't get quite that to do the adaptation, but I did get a trip to Amsterdam and spent 5 months there working on that as a writer and an actor. And so since then I came back and my kids were in, so I had to leave the European trek and come back here because they needed a father around. And so I've been doing some writing and acting. I did the screen, the play, The Wait, started putting it out there. And my mother got sick in early 2004, I went back there to help with her on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. Katrina came through and wiped us out. So I was there with my brother and sister, and we rebuilt. She wanted to go right back to the same footprint on the beach. And it was a beach, and we were 3 days before we got into it, and there was literally nothing left. It was like devastation I'd never seen before or since. And that was when I really started working on the book.
What was the inspiration for the story?
I really have no idea. I started that first sentence, and that short story just came out of where, I don't know. I did use some, I used my mother's strength for Lila, the central character, because she was the strongest woman I've ever known. Perhaps other than my current wife, not current, but okay, 32 years, to put it that way, Catherine Battistone over in California. But I used certain people that I knew and traits that I admired that I put into people. But other than that, the story just came. And strangely enough, I've gone through the short story, the book, the play, and the screenplay. I did two versions of the book before it was published. That's available, if I can plug it here, on Amazon.com. It's done pretty well. But the play in all of these forms, now usually I'll do a story and I'm done with it. It's history. Right. But every time I go back to this story, The Wait, something takes hold, and it just, it's magical, as I hope the play is.
Well, Pete, doesn't sound like much pressure to me.
No, not at all. I'm perfectly calm about the whole thing.
So, what's the relationship? How did we end up lucky enough to get this show here?
Well, a college friend of mine, David Ankrum, who's John's literary agent, mm-hmm. Last time I was back in L.A. in 2013, he sent me an email. And said, I got this play. I said, I think it's really interesting. Would you mind reading it and telling me what you think? And I read it and went, whoa, what is this? This is terrific, you know? And so I said, can we get together and talk about it, you know? So we did, and that's where I met John. It turns out that at one point in my life, he had actually reviewed a play that I directed, The Hollywood Reporter. Can't remember which one. I remember it was a pretty good review, so I was happy to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we tried to get it up in L.A., tried to raise money for it, crowdfunding all that. It didn't happen. We both went over to Theater West in Hollywood, which is known for developing new stuff. And the politics there and all that just sort of bogged us down. And we said, oh, well, all right, put this on the back burner. And then I moved to New Mexico in 2016 and came here to the Adobe and ended up on the artistic committee because that's the kind of guy I am. I like to get totally involved in it. Mm-hmm. And I found out they did original stuff. And I said, have I got a play for you? Everybody read it. They loved it. It was a slam dunk. And so here we are.
Here we are. Well, actually, by the time this is online, you will have had your first weekend already.
Right.
And so we have, what, 2 weeks left?
Right.
2 weeks left with an additional performance each week.
Right. Playing Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday through Sunday, which is a little bit different than what the Adobe usually does. So how would we find tickets on this?
You can go to the Adobe website, adobetheater.org, and there's a place on there where you can click on it, buy tickets.
Okay.
It's real easy.
Very good. It sounds easy.
Yeah.
Let's hope you have full houses for this premiere. That sounds very interesting. Sounds very interesting. Not sure I would call it a fun evening. Is that, how would you describe it?
It's very spiritual, this play, and the acting is wonderful across the board, People just fall in love with the characters and with what it has to say. And it's a great evening in the theater.
Well, the actors that you've put in to tell the story are well-known in the community. So hopefully that will bring out some of their fans to take a chance on a new production, new show. And I think the Adobe's had a long run of successes, so one of the theaters in town that has found their market and been able to continue for a long period of time. So I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts about it when you see it. No nerves here, right?
Me too. I'm dying to hear what you say about it.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful piece, and we're about out of our time. So, John, I want to thank you very much. Pete, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Look for tickets at theadobetheater.org and join the cast and crew of The Wait for what promises to be a really good show. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.